This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Matt Gazda, chairperson of the Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade. And welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Rick.
Matt, this is the 71st annual Rotary Halloween Parade, and it will be on Saturday, October 30th. And before we start specifically talking about the parade itself, maybe you could give us a brief history of how the parade started.
This is the 71st. It all got started in 1939. A group of Rotarians got together to dismiss some of the Halloween pranks that go on every year, such as toilet paper and soaping windows and all that. And they wanted to give Carlinville something to do. And one of the things that they did back then was turn over outhouses for the bathrooms. And there was a lot of complaints, and so Rotary got together and said, let's start a parade. And basically, it's grown every year since. And back then, when they started the parade, they have endured, you know, many different topics and themes for the parade. But there's been kind of a little bit of a backlash because now that we have the parade, that's where kids get in trouble. They know everyone's at the parade. So anyway, that's kind of how it got started.
All righty. This year's theme, Space Odyssey Adventure, and we'll let you talk about that a little bit.
The Space Odyssey Adventure, we picked that theme as far as the high school floats. Even though Halloween is a theme itself, we want them to have a direction to project what sort of ideas that we did. So we did a Space Odyssey Adventure this year. It should be pretty fun. They can use the themes like Star Trek or Star Wars, or maybe there'll be some ETs out in the crowd. We have our Grand Marshal for the Space Odyssey Adventure is Frank Thompson. And Frank is he runs the Prairie Aviation Museum, and that's in Bloomington, Illinois. And he really kind of takes a lot of artifacts for the Illinois astronauts. That's what he's trying to gather. But he does have 9 military aircraft, including an F-100 Super Sabre jet, an F-14 Tomcat jet, UH-1 HUE helicopter, and a variety of cockpit instrument panels, engines, and antique flight trainer and aircraft models that cover more than 100 years of aviation history. He's got artifacts from Scott Altman, who's a Lincoln, Illinois native, and Steve Nagel. He's out of Canton, Illinois. These are all astronauts in the area that he's got a lot of artifacts. So we thought that would be, he's going to come in a spacesuit too, so that'd be kind of neat.
Okay. Now, other special guests, I guess, would be the Queen's Court?
The Queen's Court, and I would like to name who's on the Queen's Court. We have freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and 3 seniors, and one of the seniors will win. And then we have the reigning queen coming. I'll start off with the freshmen, if you don't mind. We've got Katie Buckner, daughter of Brian and Carrie Ostwick, and the late Brian Buckner, escort. Kyle Levin, son of Angie Levan and Terry Levan. Our sophomores is Katie Witt. She's daughter of Jay Witt and Brenda Witt. Escort is Kyle Sotoriva, son of Joe and Monica Sotoriva. Representing the junior class is Melissa Snyder, daughter of Kenneth and Patty Snyder. The escort is R.J. Schuler, son of Patricia Pruitt and John Schuler. Our senior is Shelby Becker, daughter of Albert and Jackie Becker. Escort is Drew Markle, son of Amy Markle and grandson of Melvin Dunn. Our senior candidates, and there are 3 of them, and we've got kind of a unique situation here. We've got 2 twin girls as senior candidates. We have Carly Graham, daughter of Gary and Jill Graham. Escort Quantrell Williams, son of Corita Anderson. Her twin sister, Katie, of course, daughter of Gary and Jill. Escort is Justin Niehaus, son of John Niehaus and Amy Niehaus Brake. And our 2009 reigning queen will be Beth Oswalt, daughter of Richard and Laura Oswalt. And the escort is David Hopping, son of Mark Hopping and Mary Reed.
That is the Queen's Court. And, of course, always it's a big festive event that comes all the way down Route 4. And lineups and judging, it's all got its specific times and places. And maybe you'd like to go over that.
Crowds line the route down North Broad from Carnival Plaza to the city square to view the colorful costumes, area marching bands, and a variety of floats. Rotary presents awards to the bands, individual and group costumes, several categories of floats, including high school, commercial, religious, healthcare group, civic, and fraternal. The judging starts at 5:30 for the large floats, bands, and horses. The small floats are judged from 5:45 to 6:10. Costume judging starts at 5:45 and ends at 6:10. Of course, the parade kicks off at 6:15, so they need to be there, 5:15, 5:30 at the latest.
The spectators who are not participating, where is it they should start to line up and so forth?
Of course, the parade kicks off at the Carnival Plaza. The spectators will line up all the way on both sides of North Broad, all the way to the square and around the square. And they're always anxious to receive the gifts of the floats, the candy throwing, and all that.
As we said, a unique and large parade. How long do you anticipate it'll probably take from the first person to leave to the last one leaves at the plaza?
Well, at the very end of the parade, we will have the Elks flag ceremonies. We'll have the Queen ceremonies, and it takes about 8 to 8:30, the parade will end.
If I could, we have a few minutes left. I thought we could talk just a little bit, going from the parade, talk just a little bit about Carlin Mill Rotary and its mission and some of the things it does.
Well, yeah, I'll just briefly kind of go over some of the Carnival Rotary events that they do. As you know, they do the Christmas decorations on the city square, with an annual lighting ceremony on Thanksgiving. There is the ice cream social every summer. It's a popular event. It's held along with the sidewalk sales. There's the pancake dinner, which we've kind of just started off recently donating a lot to the Carnival Area Hospital. We had a big, big turnout. There's the student honors luncheon, where we honor the top seniors at Carnival High School and Blackburn College. 10 students from each institution are selected by the school staff for recognition of their adherence to Rotary ideals of strong work ethic and community service. We have the Youth Merit Awards, which presents awards at Club Assembly to male and female graduates of Carnival High School who have excelled in school activities and community service and personal development. We're also involved in the Rotary Youth Exchange. Over the years, the club has sponsored numerous local Rotarians have served as host families for Rotary foreign exchange students while they're attending Carnival High School. The club also sponsors local students studying abroad. This program provides Rotary, the host families, the high school student body, and the community with a better understanding of foreign cultures and warm, lasting relationships with these young ambassadors. We also have the Rotary Foundation, which we thoroughly support. As you know, one of the main philosophies of Rotary when it got started was the eradication of polio. And we're almost in there. There's just some countries we can't get into because of wars, but it's about 99% eradicated. Other activities that we do, we have a social gathering as a barbecue every September, and we contribute with youth sports, Macoupin County Development Disabled. We commit to that. And it's just, we meet once a week every Thursday at noon at the Glades. If anyone would like to join, they could attend one of the meetings and see how it is. It's from noon to 1.
Matt would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.